And for the younger among us, if you would be happier doing those. Have you heard the joke about the vicar who parked his car in a no parking zone in central London because he was short of time and couldn't find a parking space with a meter? So he put a note under his windscreen wiper saying, "I've driven round this block looking for a parking space for half an hour. If I don't park here now, I'll miss my appointment. Forgive us our sins." But when he returned, he found a parking ticket along with this note: "I've been round this block for 10 years. If I don't give you a ticket, I'll lose my job. Lead us not into temptation." So we're continuing our summer series on the Lord's Prayer, and today we've got to that line, "Lead us not into temptation." Our Bible reading is all about Jesus' temptations in the wilderness. We're probably very familiar with them. And I have some pictures that Trevor's going to pass around. They'll just come around to you over the next few minutes, of different artists' interpretations of Jesus' temptations. They might give you a fresh perspective. The idea of Jesus saying no to temptation probably isn't new to us. But how do we resist temptation? We all know how subtle and incremental temptation can be. This little bit's all right, a little bit more, a bit more. Bishop Tom Wright says, "We need to learn to recognize the voices that whisper attractive lies to us and to distinguish them from the voice of God, and to use the simple but direct weapons provided in Scripture to rebut the lies with truth." So one way of looking at temptation and sin is in terms of lies and truth. Let's look at Jesus' temptations in this light. We don't know whether Jesus was tempted in an audible conversation or in a string of ideas in his head. It doesn't really matter. But either way, the temptations were plausible, they were attractive, and they made a lot of sense. Our temptations do too. They're often plausible, attractive, and seem to make sense at the time. In the first temptation, the devil tempted Jesus with the lie that God's not really looking after you. You need to look after yourself. Make some bread. He doesn't really love you. That's a lie for Jesus and for us. The truth is, God does love Jesus and us, and our relationship with him and loyalty to him is the most important thing. The truth is, man shall not live by bread alone, man and woman. We need spiritual life and food as much as physical, and we need to rely on God for them. If you didn't hear Winnie's sermon a few weeks ago on "Give us today our daily bread," I warmly commend it to you. It's on the parish website. In Jesus' second temptation, the devil tempted Jesus with the lie that it's okay to tempt or test God. He said you need to prove who you are. But the truth is that we're to believe and trust in God and his word, not by twisting scripture as the devil did with Jesus, but genuinely and trustingly. And in his third temptation, Jesus was tempted by the devil with the lie that if Jesus bowed down to him, he'd have power and wealth and that all would be well. That was a lie. If Jesus bowed down to the devil, there'd be no rescue for us from evil and death. It would have completely wrecked God's plan for the salvation of the world. The truth is that worshipping and serving God in accordance with God's purposes is the right and best way to live. I found this way of looking at sin and temptation to sin in terms of truth and lies can be quite helpful. For we're all tempted to listen to lies and believe those lies and live according to those lies. It comes out in all sorts of ways. There are lies about ourselves. Deep down, we may believe the lie that we're unloved, unaccepted, unworthy, and rejected by God and others. I'm a nobody. I have nothing to contribute. I won't be missed if I'm not there. I have to hide away in shame or self-hatred. Or, in order to try and feel better about myself, I have to make sure I get attention, or go to extreme lengths to prove myself, or I'm super critical of others to try and feel all right about myself. Such ungodly behaviors are often based on the lie that we're not really deeply loved and accepted by God. Lies about ourselves, others, and him. God doesn't hear or answer my prayers. He can't really change me. He can't really be trusted. Lies, all lies. But we can fight the lies with the truth. In the moment of temptation, like Jesus did, quoting scripture, Jesus didn't attempt to argue. Arguing with temptation is often a way of playing with the idea until it becomes irresistible. Instead, he quoted the truth of scripture. And we can do the same in the moment and as a way of life. We can consciously embrace the truth in our day-to-day lives. First, we can receive and accept the truth in our minds, in our thinking. We can read God's truth in the Bible and apply it to ourselves in a conscious, deliberate way. We do this together on a Sunday. We're doing it now. And many of us do it during the week, individually and or in small groups. Let's make sure we read and take in the truth in the Bible for ourselves. Then sometimes we can receive the truth in pictures, stories, or parables. Jesus used them a lot to convey truth, and mulling over gospel stories slowly, imagining ourselves in them, can impact us more deeply than just a quick read through. And we can embrace the truth with our voices, declaring it out loud, to help root it in our hearts and minds. We can speak words of truth for ourselves and one another. So perhaps the question for us this morning is, what lies are we listening to at the moment? And what is the truth? And how do we live in that truth as a way of standing up to temptation? I'll give a personal example. This was not in my talk when I left home this morning, but I did it at St. Saviour's, so I should be brave and do it here. Sometimes one of my temptations, if you like, or one of my inclinations, is to be over-controlling, to want to try and take control of things, to plan things, to have everything as I want them. And I know that that's largely out of stuff that happened to me as a child when I didn't feel safe. And so when I feel, or when I can see, or others see, this inclination, I can think, hang on a minute, Jill. You are safe. You are dearly loved by God. You're safe in God. You don't have to try and control everything to feel safe. You can't anyway. You're not in control of the world. Only God is. So take a deep breath and back down. That's the sort of thing I have in mind when I say about dealing with truth and lies. The lie that I'm not safe and I have to try to be by controlling things, and the truth that I am completely safe in God's love and he is in control. I don't have to be. And I'm still safe when things happen not the way I would have chosen. Let's have a moment to think about the questions. What lies are we listening to at the moment? And what is the truth? And how do we live in that truth as a way of standing up to temptation? The answers for each of us will be individual and personal. But let's think about them. And if we have someone we can talk to about such things, let's share them. And let's pray about them, individually or with others. After the talk finishes in a moment, there'll be people very happy to pray with you over there at the side by the font. And as always, it's completely fine to just ask for prayer without saying why. God knows. The bottom line truth is that we are, each of us, deeply loved by God. Loved so much he sent his son Jesus to die for us, to deal with our sin, as we'll celebrate with Holy Communion in a few minutes. So in response to God's love, this morning let's renew our commitment to fight temptation and pray for God's strength to do so, for that's the way to fullness of life and freedom. Living God's way and resisting temptation isn't about denying ourselves anything that's good for us. It's about living our lives to the full by living as God made us to be. It's about becoming the person that our loving Father God designed us to be and living that design for our life. What could be more glorious? So let's pray. Thank you, Father God, for your wonderful love for each of us. Help us to know that love so deeply that we can spot and fight the attacks and lies that are thrown at us each day. Help us to grow in your truth so that we can resist temptation and grow to live godly, holy lives of worship and service. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen.